Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Do you want to talk about an ex-satanic Russian hitman who has found the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Savior? CBN is reporting about this, and this just so encouraged me because oftentimes, you know, I've just heard, you know, around how people sometimes have discredited other people from finding God. Maybe sometimes you yourself, maybe you have a lost loved one, a son or a daughter or a husband, and you're going after God and you're saying, oh my goodness, I wish my lost son, daughter, wife, you know, I wish they would just come to God. I wish they would just know the Lord, and they're just so lost in their sin and they're serving Satan, and maybe you've even given up on that person. I want to encourage you to don't give up on anybody. God loves them and has a plan for your life. I want you to listen to this segment and just hear how this man just got touched by God and how God is using him today. Listen up.
Here's the story of one man whose life mission is to bring the gospel of peace to the region.
Gennady Turkun is not proud of his past, and he gets uncomfortable talking about it.
I left home when I was 13 years old and got entangled with the wrong crowd. I did a lot of things that I'm ashamed of.
He's from the small Russian city of Krasnodar. His life reads like a Hollywood mafia thriller. Drugs, armed robbery, prostitution, hired assassin, money laundering, gun smuggling, you name it, Turkun did it all. And then some.
It's as if I became the devil's slave. I even remember making a pact with Satan to serve him.
And his deeds eventually caught up with him.
I was arrested and sentenced to 20 years in prison.
That's the past. And to witness the power of a life transformed by God, look no further than Gennady Turkun. The year was 1987. The former Soviet Union faced huge political changes, and a young Turkun sat in prison.
I had a bad reputation in prison as someone who had special cult-like powers. Prisoners were even afraid of me.
One day, some Christians came to share the love of Jesus. Turkun says it was the first time he had ever heard the gospel message. But it took 4 years for it to sink in.
In 1991, I realized its true meaning. I dropped to my knees in the prison cell and told God I was a sinner. I didn't want to live one single day without him in my life. From that moment, I went from serving Satan to a servant of Jesus.
The prison miraculously shortened his sentence by 5 years, and he was released in 1996. The day after he walked out of prison, he walked into a Bible training seminar organized by Russian ministries, which focuses on bringing the gospel to the former Soviet Union.
Russian ministries was very instrumental in my life. Their classes taught me how to share my new faith with others. They also put in me a missionary heart to plant churches and help train the next generation of leaders in my country.
He was baptized shortly thereafter. Now, for more than 10 years, Turkun has been leading a church in the predominantly Muslim Northern Caucasus region.
I am convinced that it is the love of Christ that can turn this region around.
That's a tremendous show of faith because Islamic radicals have waged a bloody insurgency here for years. In that time, two wars and scores of terrorist attacks have killed thousands and displaced many more. Turkun's goal? Reach this war-torn region with messages of reconciliation and forgiveness. One way is to reach young people. Turkun coordinates dozens of youth camps each year in partnership with Russian ministries and local congregations. Di Gusalova is a member of Turkun's church and helps with the camps.
These kids have to know there is an alternative lifestyle to violence. We spend time playing games with them, handing out gifts and building relationships. It gives us an opportunity to share the gospel.
Many parents say the camps are godsend.
I love it when they talk about peace and getting along with other ethnic and religious groups. They're helping to build bridges, and this is important.
In one city, the local Communist Party even took out full-page newspaper ads promoting the youth camps.
You may be surprised, but there are many Christians in the Communist Party. We believe that the messages of Christ can give these kids a brighter future.
When he's not coordinating camps or preaching, Turkun trains local believers to become the future leaders here.
It's all about missions and church planting.
Working in the Northern Caucasus is not without its hardships. It includes the volatile region of Chechnya, where Muslim militants and Russian forces have battled back and forth to control the province. There is relative peace now, but Islam's influence is growing.
With the help of the Russian government and several Muslim countries, including Saudi Arabia, Chechnya has today erected what could be the largest mosque in Europe. For evangelical Christians living in this province, life for them can not only be challenging, but potentially dangerous.
Ramza has first-hand experience. CBN News agreed to conceal his identity for protection.
I've been repeatedly warned by Muslim radicals and local authorities to stop preaching, but I will not. I'm a simple man whose life was one day touched by Christ. I have a responsibility to tell others about him, no matter the cost.
It's the price that Ramza, Gennady, and the other believers are willing to pay to bring lasting peace.
God changed my life in prison that day for a reason, and this is it: to bring love and hope to these regions.
And please pray for Gennady Turkun, because his church, as well as Russian ministries, are going to be doing active evangelism during the Sochi Games.
Well, isn't that powerful? I mean, so many times people get written off. And let me tell you, don't write anyone off. I'm so thankful for the Lord and what he's done in this man's life and how he's being used to snatch people, you know, from going to hell and bringing them into the, you know, God's kingdom. I want to encourage you, as we just, you know, continue sharing about the power of God, don't not give up on anyone. We were just finished listening about this man's testimony. It's an ex-satanic Russian hitman who found Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and how he continued to go back into the region where he came from and just is preaching the gospel, and God gave him a heart for missions. And when I think about that, Pat, I think about in Mark chapter 5, the man that was just demon-possessed, and you know, Jesus arrives with the disciples, and they have this man just tied up in chains because he's literally cutting on himself and just going nuts. And when Jesus approaches him, you can only imagine, you know, the Bible goes into more detail, but just how this man was just, you know, basically uncontrollable. He's chained up.
Right.
And, you know, and because there's the gospel share this account, you know, in different ways, and they highlight different things. But one of the passages, all you see is, you know, the man says, "What do you want to do? What do you want from me? Basically, what do you want to do to me?" And the demons inside of him respond, and Jesus says, "You know, what's your name?" And he says, "I'm Legion, for we are many." He's like, "Oh my goodness," you know. Mm-hmm. And I've met a couple of those times. It's like, "Oh my." And you see this one word, if you have a red letter edition, which just means Jesus' words are in red in the New Testament, all you see is like all this black text and one red word that says, you know, go.
Yeah, right.
And all of these demons just fly out of this man and go into a herd of pigs, and the pigs rush into the water, and it's like the people are amazed. Mm-hmm. And now this man who is not in his right mind, who was, you know, tearing his clothes off and cutting on himself and was chained up, is sitting in his right mind, totally clothed, totally delivered, and Jesus is getting ready to go to the next place, and he's begging God to go with him. And something's really interesting. Jesus says, no, I want you to go back. I want you to stay here. I want you to stay here and preach to your family. Stay in the Decapolis, I believe the city is, and stay here and share with them. And the man did. I mean, so many times people are wanting to just go to another place, to another city. And sometimes when God does such an amazing work in our life, it's, you know, we need to be able to share with those people who saw us walk in darkness. Mm-hmm. We need to share with them what happened to us when we went from darkness and we came into the kingdom of light. We need to share with them the hope that we have in our life and who brought the transformation. You know, you just didn't get better. You just didn't pump yourself up. You didn't read yourself to a better you. No, I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, people say, well, how do you know you encountered God? Listen, you know you encountered God when you're completely different. Mm-hmm. When the person who you used to be, that person, you don't even know that person anymore.
All right.
The Bible says when someone comes to Christ, old things pass away, and behold, all things become new. You should be able to look back at that other person and say, oh my, who was that guy or girl? Who was that person? I don't even believe that I could have done the things that I've done. Mm-hmm. And that's the power of the Lord Jesus Christ to transform a life. There's so many things that the world tries to throw out to people to bring quote-unquote transformation programs and books and education and all. Listen, education has done a lot of things for a lot of people. But let me tell you, nothing, there's no thing in the world that could come close to the transforming power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nothing. Listen, you want something to change in your life? Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to him 100% and make him the Lord of your life. He's not a good luck charm. He's not a lucky rabbit's foot. He's not a good idea. He's not a jacket that we put on to a better us. Mm-hmm. He is the way. He is the truth. And he is the life. Mm. You know, and I'm just reminded of just the verses of scripture that share that. Listen, every knee, one day, listen, every knee will bow. Every single tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I promise you, it's so much better to do it on this side than it's going to be on the other side. You want to do it today and let God bring the transformation in your life that only he can bring. God has a plan for you, but it's his plan, not yours. And just watch him. Watch what he does. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a testament, you know, my own personal life, what God's done in my life. I'm just amazed. And I just look back at that other person and go, my goodness.
Who was that guy?
Who was that guy? I feel sorry for that guy. My heart breaks when I realize, my goodness, I was that lost. I felt so lied to. When I came to know Jesus Christ, I was so upset at the devil, Pat. I was so upset that I had just bought into that lie, that I bought into the ways of darkness, that I was duped in such a way that I was Satan's slave. I was upset with him. And I said, you know what? I will never serve Satan ever, 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 ever again. My life and my heart forever belongs to Jesus. Mm. And I'm telling you that today you hear people say, well, I'm a Christian and they're a Christian. What does that mean? What does that mean? Being a Christian doesn't mean that we have a pin on our shirt, that we wear a t-shirt, that we have a Bible in our car. What is it? That means that we've given our lives to the Lord. That he is not just Savior, but he is the Lord, the King, the Master of our lives. And let me tell you something. Jesus wants your heart today. Mm-hmm. He wants your heart. Give him 100% of your heart and your life and just watch him. Watch the beautiful thing that he'll do in your life. And I've seen this countless times in so many people's lives and go, wow, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. Mm. And I just rejoice in it. And I'm excited for all the ones that God's going to continue to bring on this beautiful journey of transformation. Mm-hmm. But you're not going to change. You're not going to have the change. Because a lot of times in the new year, people are looking for a change.
Right.
They're looking, I want to do something new. I want to read a new book. I want to get an education.
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, you know, I want something different in my life. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. Another spouse is not going to happen. Another job's not going to make it better. Another baby's not going to change your life. You know what I'm saying? That's not going to do it. Mm-hmm. We have a gaping hole in our hearts. We have a gaping hole. And I often say that you could turn a tub on full blast. You know, you can turn all the water going. You can walk out of your house in the morning, let that water just keep going, and come back home. And that tub will never get filled unless there's a plug at the bottom of that tub.
That's right.
There's no amount of water that can fill it. Mm-mm. And the truth is that there's no amount of sin or things or stuff or money or whatever that could ever satisfy the longing in our hearts. God created you to worship him. God created you to love him and to enjoy this life with him. And there's nothing in this world that's going to satisfy. Nothing. And it pains me when you look at just the stuff that I've given my life to in the past, that I see other people giving life, and I said, listen, get off of that. Mm-hmm. That road leads to nowhere fast. I mean, it leads to dead end. It leads to death. Get off of that and make a U-turn. Repent. Get off of that and get on the Lord's highway, man. Get on the right path. And many are looking to get on the right path. The right path is Jesus Christ and him alone. He will change your life forever.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over
500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if you're not or not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today, or become a sponsor or underwriter, and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.